Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I had to go back and look at my X account, go back and look at my tweets that I sent out. 3 hours ago, I was still tweeting. And then I went and took about a two-hour nap, and here we are rocking and rolling right in front of the Rockin' R Bar in Bozeman, Montana. It's a little bit of a snowy, icy morning here, so we're still waiting for the front door to be opened up. But I think, hey, man, we got the John Jackson, the Joker, in the house holding down the fort back in our Montana Talk studios. John, just another quiet Wednesday morning. Thanks for sidekicking with us here.
Good morning, Aaron. And let me tell you something. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
America's got a second chance. We live to fight another day. Man, what a remarkable night, huh?
Unbelievable. If you looked back at this a month ago, you would never have thought this was possible. And I tell you, all of our nightmare scenarios that we thought could play out with cheating, with them possibly coming up here in January and refusing to certify the vote, with a lawfare, all of that is gone. It's all out the window because he won the popular vote.
Well, and these just a massive victory across the country. I just saw it on X. I think it was Joe Scarborough, the Never Trumper on MSNBC, said he hasn't seen a red wave like this since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Yeah, for those of you just waking up, Donald J. Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. The Republicans will take control of the United States Senate. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy with, I think the last I checked here, John, an 8-point lead over John Tester. The Associated Press, finally at about 4:30 this morning, officially declared him the winner. But boy, they sure didn't want to hurry up and get that announcement out, even though the numbers were already there at least a couple hours early. Actually, probably 4 hours earlier.
It was painful last night watching live Fox News because you're also going down, you know, I'm watching it all on Twitter, and you've got all these professionals out here at these different decision desks. You know, they're calling Georgia, they're calling North Carolina, they're calling different places. And you see Fox wait around for, you know, 2 hours after that. Hannity totally screwed up their little garden party last night because they had Hannity on for a little while. And he's just looking at them all saying, no, Trump's going to win this state. He's going to win this state. And they're like, shut up, man. We got to keep everybody watching. Be quiet, dude, you know.
Did you see my tweet like over an hour before they officially called Pennsylvania for Donald J. Trump? Did you see I was already tweeting out? I said, say it with me now. President Donald J. Trump. We were calling Pennsylvania because I was there sitting next to my buddy Evan Wilson, and he knows numbers like nobody else. He says, Trump's got Pennsylvania. He's got this. It's over. Man, so fun to be able to share that news via X.
Did you see our boy Chris Wallace last night? Before this whole thing really even started, he came right out and said this will be a miracle if Kamala was to win. He said it right out.
Wow. Hey, John, do you want to take over the next segment? We just got into the Rockin' R here in Bozeman. I'm going to go set up my equipment. Why don't you just have fun on the microphone for the next few minutes?
Sounds good, bud.
All right, and I got Tim. Tim and Savage is in Bozeman this morning as well, so he'll join us in a few minutes.
Securing America.
U.S. Central Command has announced that since the last week of August, it has conducted almost 100 operations against ISIS operatives in Syria, which has led to the killing of more than 160 terrorists and the capture of over 30 more. CENTCOM Commander General Eric Carrillo releasing a statement reading in part that, quote, "We will continue to aggressively pursue these terrorists and disrupt their capability to conduct operations against U.S. interests as well as those of our allies and partners." Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about Middle East security during a briefing Monday.
Secretary Austin continues to make clear that should Iran, its partners, or its proxies use this moment to target American personnel or interests in the region, the United States will take every measure necessary to defend our people.
CENTCOM leadership says the U.S. actions have also seized significant enemy material that will also disrupt potential future attacks. Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lingering clouds and some snow shower activity around the area early today, followed by some sunshine, especially as we get into the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay from around the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, mid-teens in Bozeman, with lows in the lower 20s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Wednesday's Montana Talks, you know exactly what we're going to be talking about, the election results, the day after the election. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman, Montana. Meanwhile, John Jackson, the Joker from X, he just joined us for Tuesday's show. He's going to stick around and man the fort back in our Montana Talks studios so we can cover all the ground for you and you can jump in on the conversation as well. Montana Talks coming up Wednesday, election results and more.
Hey.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning. This is John Jackson. We got Aaron Flint over in Bozeman this morning. He went over for the Sheehy party, so I'm sure he's trying to get as much coffee in him as he can and trying to open his eyelids and maybe see if he can read some news over there. So I got my boy Jake Penwell here in the studio with us, and we're going to kick this around this morning for at least the next segment. But if you guys haven't heard yet this morning, the political earthquake of our lifetimes just happened last night. Donald J. Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States. Unbelievable. What do you think, Jake?
Man, this is amazing. Holy cow. Thank God. God is good. God is good, man. He absolutely knocked it out of the park. I was with a bunch of people here at the DoubleTree last night. New Congressman Troy Downing had an event here, and the fun that everybody was having, the excitement that was there, it was just incredible. It was an amazing evening.
We haven't seen, if you just, you know, cast your eyes back for just one second. They came at this man with two impeachments, 91 indictments. They try to kill him twice. They've used every piece of lawfare they can think of to come at the man. And not only did he not stop coming, but he came back and beat them. And he has beaten them so badly now that the last total I saw on the popular vote, okay, yep, is 71 million Donald Trump to 66 million Kamala Harris. That is 5 million votes. That means that erases any of this lawfare, any of them not certifying the election. It erases all of their old tactics.
He took it to the House. Like Shaquille O'Neal, slam dunking it, both hands, breaking the backboard, just not. And let me ask you this, and all the listeners out there too. Do you know anybody else, even just people you see on TV or people you hear about, is there anybody else that could have shouldered the burden that he has over the last 4 years of them attacking him, like you said, in the courts, politically, personally, just tearing him, raking him over the coals? And he took it. And he kept going, and he said, give me more. You know, thank you, sir. Can I have another? You know, it's just, I don't know anybody else that could have done it. And he's the guy. And I'm excited to see what happens over the next 4 years. I mean, if you thought his first presidential run was good, you know, hold on to your tea, because here we go.
No one. You're absolutely right. No one could. And, from being a federal agent for 30 years, I watched as some of the toughest nuts in the world, men that are truly, truly the hardest criminals in the world, very, very tough men. You start hitting them with all these indictments and facing all this, they crack. They crack. They flip. They give up. Donald Trump was faced with 91 indictments and never stopped and never gave up.
Just, it's amazing. And the resiliency is there, and it trickled down. It was down on all the tickets. His strength is borrowed by all the other people that are down ticket from him. So, you know, the Sheehy's and Gianfortes, although they are strong on their own, and Troy, Downing, etc., like they kick butt on their own. But, man, having that guy at the top of the ticket, there's nothing better.
And here we are, of course, in Montana. You mentioned Tim Sheehy. I mean, what a story this is. And us living here in Montana, we know the story that's gone on for the last year and a half with this and everything that they have been through. What did Aaron put out yesterday? It's almost $200 million that this Tester campaign put in here to take the man out. Here you take this guy that's a multi-gazillion dollar businessman, you know, the picture of Captain America, him and his wife, former Navy SEAL, decorated war hero, and they try to tear this guy down with $200 million, and they can't do it.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. He's seen some pretty incredible things. I, you know, not that he shares any of that, because as he should just kind of keep that to himself, but he's seen some things, he's done some things, and having some knuckleheads throw some bad words at him and try and rake his name over the coals as well. She's just not having it. So, yeah, they could try, but I think his bulletproof vest shows here right now. So,
what they couldn't deny is this was the first time. If you look back into Obama's time, Obama flew that thing. He flew that plane slow, quiet, low key, you know, like Tony Montana said, that's how you roll as a dope dealer, slow, quiet, low key. But Biden and Harris came in, and they had just decided post that first Donald Trump presidency, they were going with everything. They opened up the borders. They implemented every far left policy they could via executive order. And they were just like, screw you guys. We cheated our way in here in 2020. We'll cheat our way the next time. Screw y'all. We're running this place now.
It was Orange Man Bad, right? That was their mantra, Orange Man Bad. And so they get into office, and Biden and Harris, the first thing they do, like you said, they get rid of all these executive orders. They throw open the border. And then 4 years later, fast forward, well, 3.5 years later, Kamala Harris decides, maybe now I'm going to pay attention to the border. She goes down and she does an interview in front of where? The wall, literally a section of the wall that Trump built. What is wrong with you? Like, how is this not? How did all of her handlers not say, okay, this is a mistake, we need to do something different? But they just, you know, blinders on, here we go.
Did you see the capper last night, she acts like she's talking to a supporter on her phone, and she turns the phone and it's her camera. Everything the woman has ever done is fake.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's a knucklehead.
All right, here we got the music coming up. We will be right back, and Aaron Flint should be on the line with us when we come back.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman convicted of dressing as a clown and murdering her now husband's wife is out of prison less than 2 years after taking a plea deal. Back in 1990, a clown showed up to the home of 40-year-old Marlene Warren, handing her a balloon and flowers before shooting her in the face. For years, authorities suspected Sheila Keen Warren, then 26, who was having an affair with Marlene's husband, Michael Warren, but said they didn't have enough evidence at the time to convict her. Michael and Sheila married in Las Vegas in 2002. In 2014, the murder case was reopened, and in 2017, Sheila Keen Warren was arrested. In April of 2023, the now 61-year-old took a plea deal, pleading guilty to second-degree murder, and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. She was released last weekend, 18 months after her conviction, thanks to credit for time served and good behavior. Despite her plea deal, she has maintained her innocence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lingering clouds and some snow shower activity around the area early today, followed by some sunshine, especially as we get into the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay from around the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, mid-teens in Bozeman, with lows in the lower 20s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Election day, the day after the election, there's going to be a lot of fast-moving information, a lot of late-breaking news. Here's what you can do. Obviously, you can tune in all morning long for Wednesday's show. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman. Plus, John Jackson, the Joker from X, will be back in studio. Here's what else you can do. Follow us on X, x.com/Aaron Flint, and follow the Joker, x.com/PVTJokerUS.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, Donald Trump is headed back to the White House after defeating Vice President Kamala Harris in Tuesday's election, and Republicans will also take charge of the U.S. Senate in January. According to AgriPulse, the results will have some very big implications for a lot of important issues, including trade and immigration, as well as tax and regulatory policy that are critical to American agriculture. Now, the GOP was assured control of the Senate after Republican Bernie Moreno defeated Senate Ag Committee member Sherrod Brown in Ohio, and Senate Ag Committee Republican Deb Fischer won her re-election race in Nebraska. Now, Republicans will pick a new majority leader next week, and Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota is running for majority leader against Texas Senator John Cornyn and Rick Scott of Florida. As of right now, Republicans still maintain a very small lead over Democrats in the U.S. House, but votes are still being counted in several key races across the country. And in Colorado, Denver voters rejected fur ban and slaughterhouse ban initiatives in a huge win for animal agriculture. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Montana Farmers Union is the oldest and largest organization in the state that advocates for family farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. For over 100 years, founded on the pillars of education, cooperation, and legislation, Montana Farmers Union is a grassroots organization dedicated to fighting for the future of family farms and ranches and cultivating healthy communities. Montana Farmers Union is not only your voice in Montana, but also in Washington, D.C. For more information on how to become a member, visit MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Looking for unbeatable deals on used equipment? Look no further than C&B, your local John Deere dealer of choice. Right now in our clearance center, we've got a 2023 John Deere S780 with 667 separator hours, featuring an Active Yield Plus monitor, a universal receiver SF1, and auto track ready. Now clearance at just over $421,000. Want to see more clearance equipment? Then head to C&B today or visit DeereEquipment.com/clearance. But don't wait. This unit won't last long. Well, October provided a surprising pre-election bounce in farmer and rancher sentiment as the Purdue University and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed to 115, or 27 points above the September index. They say the biggest driver of the sentiment improvement this time around was an increase in producers' confidence in the future. And finally this morning, USDA's rule requiring electronic identification ear tags for cattle and bison traveling across state lines went into effect yesterday. And as we've mentioned in some previous reports, the new Civil Liberties Alliance has filed a lawsuit on behalf of RCAP USA and others on this issue. In fact, the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court of South Dakota asked the court for an order to vacate the EID final rule and permanently block USDA's APHIS from enforcing it. Under the rule initially announced last April, the following classes of cattle and bison are required to have visibly readable EID tags for interstate movement: sexually intact cattle and bison 18 months or older, dairy cattle of any age, and cattle and bison of any age used for rodeos, shows, or exhibitions. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just like that, we are ready to roll here. Hey, John, can you hear me all right back there in the Montana Talk studios?
Lima Charlie.
Awesome. Well, we got a great setup here at the Rockin' R, just a legendary joint here on Main Street, Bozeman. We got the disco lights going. I'm trying to get the DJ to do the pew, 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 you know, get the whole DJ music set up for the party we got going on here.
Hey, did Tim and Savage, did he get a visa to come over this side of the state? I mean, he's got to have a visa to leave Mondakistan, doesn't he?
That's a good question. Well, let's go to Tim Tharp, the man himself, Tim from Savage here in Bozeman. You braved the mountain pass to get here. It's kind of like the crazy mountain passes of Afghanistan. You had to come out of Mondakistan to make it.
Yeah, escape from Mondakistan to get out here. And when I left, it was warm and dry and leaves blowing across the road. And then as I got to the pass, we had accidents on the left, accidents on the right. Somebody in the ditch tried to back out of the ditch right in front of me. But I was shamed into coming here. Aaron made me come, and so I'm here. And so, yeah, what a wonderful night last night. That was so exciting.
Yeah, tell John what it was like just being there at the election night party. It was kind of surreal when they officially called it on Fox News for President Donald Trump. You almost felt like you were sitting there in Mar-a-Lago with the big screen in front of you. It looked like Donald Trump was standing right in front of us. I felt like that.
It was just amazing, the energy in the room and just everybody and just, the number of people around and just saying, there was high confidence all night long. But then once, the final decisions actually made, we start seeing the numbers. It's like, we did it. We did it. We finally did it. And that was with all of those statewide races as well. And just the excitement that was there was just so fun to be a part of and everything around. And all of the statewide officials there. It's just, man, it was a great party. I'm sure glad. It was worth fighting the pass to get over here. And so it was a good time for all.
John, so tell us the moment when you figured out that Donald J. Trump was going to be the 47th president of the United States.
I tried to get in the bed early last night because I knew I was going to be up early, but you already saw it. I got in the bed about 11 o'clock our time, and you already saw the numbers were overwhelming coming in, particularly in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that she was not going to be able to get over it. Of course, they didn't call it for another couple hours, but you knew right then it was over.
So, John, I think you would have found this to be the most fun moment of the early portion of the evening, because technically a lot of these races didn't get called here until Wednesday morning, very early Wednesday morning. I don't think I finally left until who knows what was it, 2 a.m, something like that. But Fussy Bussy, Ryan Bussy, doesn't that just make you smile? His race got called at 8:03 p.m. The results weren't even public yet. The results weren't even public in the Associated Press. Oh, yeah, we're calling the race for Governor Greg Gianforte in Montana. And I'm like, the numbers aren't even public yet. But, yeah, you're right, But what a bad night for old Fussy Bussy, huh?
Oh, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
52 Senates, when they called Bernie Moreno's race in Ohio, I said, that's it. Montana Senator Steve Daines, he had one job this election cycle as chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. One job, win back the Republican Senate majority. He did that one job, but he's expanding the map. We know that number is going to grow once it's all said and done.
And last night, they were pretending across some of the networks that the Democrats were going to take the House. But now this morning, that is coming back. And I saw Kevin McCarthy on this morning saying, no, they are going to maintain the House, and they might actually extend their majority. But there's still numbers coming in. I remember 2020, that same thing happened in 2022. It took several days for some of these districts to count. But that's what McCarthy is saying this morning.
Yeah, Tim from Savage, were you even at the election night party yet? And they had already called the race for Governor Gianforte at 8:03?
Oh, yeah. I rolled in about 6:30. And so, I'm looking at the time. It looks at, and I see Greg's getting ready to come up on stage. And I said, oh, this is a little bit premature. I mean, he's hosting the party and all, but.
Yeah, I thought he was just popping up to say hi to everybody.
Welcome. Yeah,
welcome to the party. No, he's like, yeah, party's over for my race. No, so have fun, everybody.
Yeah, I tell you, there were several other candidates that held off a little bit there. Susie had to be talked into going on stage a little bit later on. They said, no, trust me, you got it.
Well, that's what's crazy about it is, okay, so Governor Greg Gianforte, he had like 60% of the vote, right off the bat. And that's what he's got right now. 60% to Fussy Bussy's 38%. Christy Jacobson had 62%. Austin Knutson, 60% with his. James Brown, the Republican for state auditor, 62%. Susie Hedlund for OPI. So basically, and then Bowen Greenwood, the Republican clerk of Supreme Court. John, it was a Republican sweep for all the in-state, statewide race. It was a Republican sweep in Montana across the board. But it was funny, the AP called the governor's race. And I'm like, the numbers for everybody else are just as good and in some cases better. But I don't think we got any more calls in other races after that.
Well, you know how you and I have laughed a bunch of times on your show about the, the Fox News top of the hour, dong, right? Come up, it was 8 o'clock our time last night, where the polls close here, and they come up, dong, and Fox News can now call the state of Montana for President Donald J. Trump. I mean, they didn't even have to count a single vote. They already knew.
Travis just sent me a message. We got a message on the Montana Talks app from Scott in Great Falls. He says, I'm waiting for Democrats to realize that their liberal friends either did not vote or actually voted for Trump. And there's a bunch of them that were like, man, screw this. You see what happened to this country this past 4 years? Man, I'm voting red up and down the ticket.
Hey, right now, like Greg Frank said, right now is Conan time. That is, crush your enemies, see them driven before you. And to hear the lamentation of the women.
Was that Conan? Was that Conan? That sounded more like, and now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. So. Oh, man. Good stuff. Hey, we'll take a minute. The time is flying by. We'll take another quick break here. We're live from the Rock and R. John Jack.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it. We're broadcasting live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman. Aaron Flint here. I got Tim from Savage with us. I'm hoping some candidates will drop by a little bit later. We may have some other folks who were at the election night party last night, some of the other successful candidates who may drop in to join us here throughout the morning as well. We're going to be here until 10 a.m. John, real quick, before I forget about it, I just listened to the Montana State News Network update there that our friend Dennis Bragg put together. And when he recorded that news update, I don't know what time he recorded that news update, he reported that Tim Sheehy had an 18,000 vote margin lead in his victory over Liberal Senator John Tester. I'm looking at the latest numbers right now. The latest numbers are like a 45,000 vote margin lead. Tim Sheehy with about 282,000 votes to John Tester's about 237. So 281K to about 237K. But that's just huge. But then Ryan Zinke, the Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke, when a lot of us finally called it a night, after Tim Sheehy addressed the crowd at, 2 in the morning, I think, or 2:30 in the morning, maybe when he finally got up there. Tim, do you remember what time was it? I think it was It was probably about 2:30 in the morning, I think.
I took off before that.
Yeah, because I got 2 hours of sleep, so I don't I don't think I got to sleep until about 3.
I'm well rested. I got 3.5, so I am extremely well rested. I went to bed early.
Oh, man, you got...
I got to drive back to Mondakistan and then, you know, go through customs and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. but, John, you know, everybody was asking. So when Trump's race got called... last night or early in the morning, I guess. I'm trying to think what time it would have been Montana time. But when Trump's race got called, when they finally called, I think it was before midnight, because I think at like 10:15 Mountain Time, I said, hey, say it with me, President Donald J. Trump, he's going to win Pennsylvania because the numbers man himself, Evan Wilson, I was sitting next to him. He said, Trump's got Pennsylvania. And then an hour later, they called it. Trump got Pennsylvania. Trump's the 47th president of the United States. But then everybody was asking, hey, what's up with Zinke? What's up with Sheehy in Montana? I said, just wait for it. Wait for the boom to drop here. When the Flathead County ballots come in, when the Yellowstone County ballots come in, because there were people waiting in long lines. There were people still voting in Yellowstone County at 2 in the morning. It's still up until, John, do you know, I think it was until like 2 in the morning, people were still voting in Yellowstone County because those lines were so long for same-day registration, et cetera.
Yeah, it looked like to me, just looking at it and hearing what was going on, it looked like panic at the Democrat disco last night here, because apparently they over in Bozeman and in Billings, at the last minute, they dump every person under 30 years old into those lines. Get in line right now. We got to get in there and vote. And they said they had a... They said they had supposedly a seven-hour line at the Gallatin County courthouse there, and they said it was majority young people, so you knew what they were trying to do, but it was too little, too late.
Well, there were people still in line when I walked back to my hotel after midnight. There were people still in line as I walked by the courthouse.
Oh, you walked past the courthouse?
Yeah.
How many people do you think were still in line in Gallatin County?
Oh, I saw quite a few outside, maybe 100 or more still outside. And then the law enforcement vehicles were there keeping people, you know, and it was, I couldn't believe there were people still there. I mean, and it wasn't exactly a warm evening either.
Yeah, it's chilly in Bozeman this morning. Like I say, snow and ice out there, and it's like, okay, that's the Montana, you know, winter and fall. We all know you're feeling it this morning. But I know, John, that'll be a conversation, you know, maybe a little bit for today, but certainly for another day. But this whole same-day registration mess that the left-wing Supreme Court thrust on Montanans against the wishes of our elected legislators, I mean, that's what causes chaos on Election Day. I feel bad if you were, you know, Joe Sixpack, you know, with you still got your lunchbox in hand and you just got off of work at 6 p.m. and you want to go vote, but you got to go wait in this long-ass line because a bunch of people who couldn't register to vote 364 other days out of the year, and now they're doing it at the last minute, and that's why you get stuck waiting in these long lines. And then Jeff Esman, former Senate Majority Leader, has also talked about, hey, maybe places like the Metro for Yellowstone County, they shouldn't do everybody, lottie-dottie, everybody all in the same place, and maybe they should split it out a little bit more. So that'll be some after-action review comments, I'm sure.
Well, you know, once again, this is where the legislature needs to play this just like Democrats do. Okay, if the left-wing Supreme Court is going to force this down our throat, okay, fine. Okay, well, now we're going to pass a law that if you are going to same-day register and vote, it's got to be done by noon on Election Day. You just come back with a time like that, with something like that, that tells them, no, you don't get to do it at the last minute and screw over all the regular voters that did what they were supposed to do and were responsible. No, you got to be in here by noon.
Yeah, but Ryan Zinke, his numbers, man, he's got 53% to 44% from Monica Trendell. Tim and Savage, it was kind of funny because watching Twitter and what the liberal media was saying and what the Democrats were saying, you could tell they knew it was a bad night for him. But they were trying to make people think that they were still in the race. And when the numbers kind of froze, it was like after the Trump announcement, after they announced that President Trump was the winner, then there was kind of this, there weren't any updates because literally everybody is sitting there waiting for Gallatin County, Yellowstone County, Flathead County. I think there were still some Lewis and Clark County. There was still some Cascade County. Everybody's sitting there waiting for the rest of these votes to come in because they can't release even the absentee ballot numbers until everybody in line is done voting, right? And so there was a time period there where Monica Trendell had a slight lead over Ryan Zinke. And so, John, I don't know if you saw it, but I had a bunch of people you know, asking me on X, they're like, whoa, what's up with Zinke's numbers? Is he going to be okay? I said, just wait for the Flathead County numbers to come in. And for Tim Sheehy, just wait for Yellowstone County and Flathead County to come in. And boom goes the dynamite. You remember that viral clip from back in the day?
Well, and it was pushing midnight when I saw it. And I pulled it up on the Secretary of State website. It was like 51-49. It's like, boy, this doesn't look so good. And Aaron was standing next to me. He said, relax.
Gallatin. We got this, brother. It's all right.
Let me ask you something, Aaron. Aaron, now we have had to tolerate the ultimate Karen, Miss Manhands Trinnell, now for two election cycles. Can we finally be done with this woman? Tell me that.
You know, she really, it's, you know, after you win, you want to be gracious winners. That's why we have John here. Yeah. This is not your typical post-election day election show. But no, I mean, the viciousness, the crudeness, the despicableness of the Montana Democrats almost in unison across the board from just across the board. The way Monica Trinnell would rent a house that Ryan Zinke, you know, would Airbnb, and she would film inside of his house. She showed up on his driveway with a film crew. It's like, that's not how we roll in Montana. And then, of course, you know, you and Jake Penwell did a great job earlier this hour. We listened in over the Apple. We were setting up our gear talking about the $175 million plus, not to mention the fake news media attacks that Tim Sheehy and Carmen Sheehy had to endure. And then, of course, everything Donald Trump's had to endure. Like, I'm sorry, let's just say it. It's 6:47 in the morning. These people acted like straight up dirtbags. Like the way they acted this entire election cycle. John Tester could never even once say thanks for your service to Tim and Carmen Sheehy. And so, no, they need to be called out for just how treacherous they were. And they got spanked.
I think I heard Greg Franks say it yesterday, and I think he's dead on point. Right now, here in Montana and nationally, is the time to grind these people into the dirt, to push them back a generation here in the state of Montana, push them back two election cycles up there in D.C. Now is the time. This is not that we have endured these people for what is it, Aaron, 12 of the last 16 years, and enough. Enough. Today is the brand new day. Today is the day that you're going to see. Now, the gas is going to come back down. Your grocery prices are going to come back down. Interest rates are going to come back down. And the illegals are getting set to go back south, baby.
What a tall task, though, in order when you really think about the mess that Biden-Harris-Tester regime has created. All right. Hey, we got a great question from Tom in Billings on the Montana Talks app. What about the Sons of Montana for the Montana Supreme Court? We'll give you that update coming up right after this. Hey, I think we can all agree. We got to get back to our Constitution. Well, you can now take the Bill of Rights with you everywhere you go. You can get your free Bill of Rights hard card at 1776foundation.us. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution spell out the most important rights, and now our Bill of Rights hard card lets you take your rights with you everywhere you go. The 1776 Foundation's Bill of Rights hard card is a sturdy aluminum card measuring 3.5 by 2, the same size as a standard business card. Get yours today, 1776foundation.us. By the way, thanks to them for sponsoring our post-election Election Day coverage here with Montana Talks. Live from the Rock and R in Bozeman, while the Joker runs the show from the studio.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, it is amazing when you think about how people react to elections and how passionate everybody gets. Why do we get passionate about elections? Because they matter. I mean, you know, when you have the biggest choice election in your lifetime, at least from my perspective and my point of view and my vantage point, and it's a matter of open borders, closed borders, law and order, defund, dismantle, no bail, you know, lower gas prices, energy dominance versus, you know, energy restriction and crazy. If you want capitalism versus new Green Deal-ism, it is an amazing difference of opinion. And it's inexplicable at times to so many. And I completely understand why.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you served our country or communities, there are massive benefits waiting for you. That's right, current and former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers. You qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X. They are the largest online marketplace exclusively for those people that serve. Right now, you'll save up to 40% off the most desirable brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, North Face. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. If you want to save, you need GovX, and you join 9 million other members who are saving millions of dollars on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll get an additional $15 off your first purchase. The sign-up is absolutely free, no membership fee. Go to GovX.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, GovX, savings for those who serve.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What is the right way to think about how artificial intelligence, AI, will affect the economy in the coming years? Is AI just another item on the menu of choices we have in how we do things, like ketchup or mustard on our hamburgers, or does it rip the menu to shreds? There are many people and many companies working very hard today to get ahead of that question. They already understand what most of us don't, that the ability of machines to learn how to assimilate information, to learn how to do things, and even to learn how to create, holds the promise of being a game changer for so many tasks and functions. With every month, a new dimension of this revolutionary development is revealed, machines teaching machines being just the latest. Practical applications are already widespread. AI presents a whole new way of understanding what kinds of skills are needed for your jobs, simply by digesting what you do. And it holds the promise of doing the same for job candidates, getting past the cliches of job resumes to suggest the best matches among thousands of applicants. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Or lifestyle. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we could make it a little bit of a Tim show here. You know, I was just sending off a note to some of the candidates, although they all had a late night too. But Tim from Savage, I was just sending a message and I said, hey, if Senator Steve Daines wants to come down and join us. And then I was going to say, if Tim wants to come, I mean, if Senator-elect Tim Sheehy wants to come. John, should I say that again? Senator-elect Tim Sheehy wants to come down here and join us. Hey, John, I got to toss it back to Tim from Savage here, because we've got a Liz Cheney update. Have you heard the update on Liz Cheney yet, John?
Is she crying in her Bud Light, or what's going on there?
She's packing her bags, John. The U.S. Ministry of Truth posted on Twitter about 18 minutes ago that the AP is reporting Liz Cheney has just received her deployment orders to Afghanistan. So Lieutenant Colonel Aaron Flint is retired, but Liz Cheney is going to head over and take care of things.
Liz, I'll be here for your yellow ribbon ceremony, though, when you get back from Afghanistan. So let us know if you need a care package while you're over there.
She's been diverted to Ukraine. She's going to the front lines on Ukraine. Since that is just her favorite war, and she so wants to preserve democracy in Ukraine. Well, here you go, gal.
The Ministry of Truth. Yeah, remember when they actually proposed creating a Ministry of Truth? So yeah, that's one of the fun satirical X accounts that's out there called the U.S. Ministry of Truth. And yeah, that one about Liz Cheney. I mean, that they might have beat the Babylon Bee to the punch on that one. The Babylon Bee, though, I mean, they had, of course, the headline of the night after President Trump was declared the victor. You know, that, something about how we will all now be unburdened from what has been, something like that.
Hey, breaking news here, Aaron. The decision desk HQ has now called Nevada for President Donald J. Trump.
Hey, all right. What's going on with the Nevada Senate race? Have they said anything about the Nevada Senate race yet? Sam Brown, Army captain, I believe, wounded warrior there. What an incredible guy.
Have not seen that result yet, no.
All right. Hey, Tom in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app. What's going on? What's the results with the Sons of Montana, the Montana Supreme Court elections? And Corey Swanson with a big lead, 54%. So Corey Swanson, speaking of veterans, fellow Iraq War veteran, Corey Swanson will be the Chief Justice for the Montana Supreme Court. That is huge news. He defeated the leftist Jeremiah Lynch, who's I believe a federal magistrate. I was nervous about this one anyway. I mean, there was so much out-of-state money. Planned Parenthood was funneling money through the trial lawyers to prop up Catherine Bidegary. So unfortunately, Judge Dan Wilson came up short. Catherine Bidegary with 53% of the vote to Dan Wilson's 46%. Tim, I know that one is going to be a big disappointment for a lot of folks across Montana. You know, if they had a D or an R behind their name, I'll bet you those results would have been a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. There, you know, and at least if we had to just get one or two, I mean, they're both phenomenal judges. And, you know, of course, Swanson, you know, a second Broadwater County person going to be, you know, elected to statewide office last night. But at least we have the Chief Justice position there. And so we know we're going to have a firm hand at the helm taking care of things. But, yeah, we were talking about that as we came in this morning. The one disappointment coming out of last night is that 128 did pass. And, again, there's another one of these measures that just had just millions and millions of dollars of out-of-state money. People in Montana, they got fooled. They, you know, reproductive freedom. You've always had reproductive freedom, and this the ambiguity in the language in this is just going to be horrible as we continue to sort it out.
Yeah, CI-128. They made it sound like it would set a limit on abortion while still keeping abortion legal, when we know that it really sets no limit whatsoever. So very deceptively written ballot initiative. So unfortunately, that did pass CI-128, as we kind of expected, unfortunately.
Fox on set.
A high-tech crime-fighting tool is joining the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. It is a robotic dog that police say has the potential to save lives of both its officers and their canine partners. About the size of a golden retriever and built by Boston Dynamics, they haven't given it a name just yet, but just like a puppy, it is in training and can already do all sorts of impressive tricks. With its snake-like head that functions as an arm, it can fetch. And with a command sent via a tablet controller, it can spin. And unlike real dogs, it can see in darkness. Its tail is made up of a system of 360-degree cameras, including infrared. But like a real police dog, RoboDog can detect things like explosives. RoboDog's main job is SWAT operations and to go in first during standoffs, protecting the lives of officers and the real canines. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.